Hey, this is Tobin Slavin, and I'm here with today's episode of the podcast, Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead. What's the this? You got to stick around to the end for that. So what I want to talk about today is that phrase that pays, that one that people, if you've been around digital marketing circles at all, you'll hear the phrase, the money's in the list. Have you heard that? Have you heard that from people? You know, they talk about, particularly you hear this with the big name, big branded, what I like to call the pros in the internet marketing circles, where they have lists of thousands and thousands of people. And they tell these really cool stories. The one that made a big impression on me years ago was Ryan Dice telling the story about he owned his own business. He was doing the internet marketing thing. All his friends were off at traditional jobs during the day, and he wanted to play golf, but he didn't have anyone to play golf with. So he has one buddy that's not working and hanging around, but he doesn't have the money to go play golf. He doesn't have the clubs. So he makes a deal with him. First he suggests, you know, hey, I'll buy you some clubs. And his buddy's like, hey, that's not cool. I'm not, you know, you can't do that. That's too much. You know, it's not what friends do like that. Just buy the clubs. He didn't want to be to leech off his friend. So he says, well, all right, let's do an experiment. I'm going to, if I can make the money in the next, couple hours, and it will pay for the clubs, we'll go out and we'll play a round of golf. So his friend was like, accepted it under those terms, because this was like a fun experiment. They're playing a game, right? So Ryan Dice sits down at his computer. He writes up an email because he has the list of people that they've opted in, and so they're interested. I don't know what the topic was, what the product or the thing that he was selling, but basically he came up with a promotion, shared it with his list, brought in over $1,000, took his friend to the golf store, bought new clubs, they went out, played their golf. And the moral of the story was that your list can be like an ATM. When you've got that big list, the money is in the list, it's just waiting for you to hit send, push the button, and money starts spitting out, right? Sounds great in theory. Have you had that experience? I'm curious, because a lot of people love the story, but have not had a chance to experience that directly. Well, here's the interesting thing. I've actually seen this happen, and I've done it a number of times now with my clients. In fact, with one of the big clients that I work with, we actually, of course, there's a lot of work, a lot of nurturing of the list, building the size of the list, but nurturing those relationships, because that is really the key thing. It's not just having the list. It's not just having a list of emails. It's the relationship that you're building with those folks. And so I've seen thousands and thousands of dollars come in when you do those promotions in the right way. You send them out, you meet people's needs, you engage in a conversation with them, and then they respond in like manner. So it's a really cool thing to experience. But if you've never seen that before, you have these limitations. We all have these limitations. Can it really be done? And the example that I always think about is Roger Bannister, right? So Roger Bannister is the guy who, the first person to ever break the 4-minute mile. Now, before he did that, the researchers, people, the experts said that it was anatomically impossible for the human race to run a sub-4-minute mile. Like, we just, it just couldn't happen. And then he goes out and does it. And then since that time, thousands have actually, run sub-4-minute miles. So we know that once that barrier is broken and other people see it, the limitations are removed, and all of a sudden more and more people do that. And the same thing happens with examples. Once you get exposed to something, and this experience was hit home to me, in the last couple of weeks, because I've been working with a new client, and they were feeling a little bit frustrated because they had this great product that they wanted to put in front of people, but folks weren't buying. And they were frustrated. They felt, maybe our pricing is too high. We're going to have to, scratch the approach that we're taking and redo this. It's just not working. We started working together about a little less than 2 months ago now. And we started first nurturing those relationships, creating the conversation. We did that in the form of a curated newsletter that started in the beginning of February. And so over 6 weeks, we're building that rapport, building those relationships, building the habit of people opening and reading really valuable content. And most importantly, not pushing stuff, not always. That's what mistake that so many folks are making with their list. They just push, 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 and it's like advertising, and nobody needs more advertising in their life. But you love it if people entertain you, if they educate you, if they're fun and playful, and you get something from that. So we built that rapport, we started that conversation, and then just recently these folks who, again, the offer wasn't working before, but we made some adjustments to the offer, we shared it with folks, and they walked away with five figures in that first launch. And honestly, I don't think that they believed it was going to work that well for them. But now they're super eager because we're already putting things in place for the next time they put that offer in front of folks. And honestly, I think it's going to be 10 times greater because these people, they're the real deal. They're doing something really cool. And if you want to hear more about how they did that and what they're doing, that's part two. So today is part one that I'm sharing. The next story that I'll share is some of the details. We'll call that part two. So make sure you come back and look for part two. This is a five-part series about how the money is in the list once you remove those blinders and those limitations and you see what is possible. So hopefully you'll check that out. Again, my name is Tobin Slavin. This is the Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead podcast. What is the this? Start a conversation, a real conversation, and interact with people the same way you'd want to be interacted with. Don't market to them. Don't promote. Don't try to sell people. No one likes that, but we love real relationships that we develop with folks. So I hope you're getting value out of this, and there's more coming your way.